And during the night when this old man is sleeping, this Digirilak, this young guy, this big shaman, would go there in his shamanism ways, you know, not himself, but this other being of him would visit this old man. But the old man wouldn't know. He doesn't know about this shaman that visits him during the night he's sleeping. And this young man went back to his mother and he said, "Gee, I heard they used to say this Digirilak was a shaman. But when I visit him during the night, he doesn't even know me, you know?" So he find out that he wasn't a shaman. This Digirilak wasn't that kind of a person. He was just a regular person like us.
Dat nak mandi gok tere kenya kami tahu rumah anangan ernyo kak bagi galawa. Ilak saya rak saun kecok, ilak saya rak saun kecak uba persinya kan. Nalunan kecok sila maja gutak recenge nak galawa. Tamna ernyo.
And his mom told him when he said that, just don't bother him, leave him alone. If he is to be a shaman, he would know if you visited him there, but just leave him alone, you know, his mom tells him that.
That nagalak dit lune bari, angat kong migo tikilgi nyami, tema, pisak lak nega inyo se, tukup lasi lak nega, tabrum, nukat pe, takur nalunak sok, ilis coket lecok. Tergok tamna nguga cak to kuga lak mek unagok nukat pek tabru mga pichera tabru mga to kukak to kuna to kulek to ta na uma to kuga kuna inyunga sil.
And one of his visiting nights through his shamanism, he killed the soul of this man, you know, his spirit or whatever it is, your soul. Because maybe this young man thought he wouldn't find out that he's been killed, you know. So he was still alive then after his soul was killed by this shaman. And all of a sudden, this young man, this shaman, was dead, just dropped dead. Died right away. Before this old man even died. So I think that's how strong he was, even though he wasn't a shaman. When the shaman went after his soul, the shaman died instead of him. He died first in the old man.
Tara gok tabro mo mangu gacham tam na nukat pek inyong niyo klokotaw gusut naktaw kilicho kilinyaga mani minyong nengang mikuwag mitaw mangat kuchak inyong niyo klokotaw gusirak tat na wasi tara tat na utlotip luni tabro mo nga pipchakay kone tara ilaptok tat na tara pitukutukutchak taw klokotan tak nasi tamna illa pilih sungat negi illa nagai ngurahoni tan illa penik mani teratamna lila pilih selu.
Yeah, he did this. His mother, you know, tell him not to do that to this old man, but anyway he go right on ahead and just kill his soul. And this old man somehow knew while he was in the Kobuk area that this young man was a shaman there in Selwik. And someday he knew that he would be killing a lot of people. So he went there to be a bait for this shaman, you know. let him kill me and then I can get him, you know, he planned like this, so that's why he let this young man bring him to Selwick. And that's what happened. They both died. He also took care of that shaman there so he won't bother other people. Him being a bait for that shaman. So that he wouldn't bother the other people.
Taratam Nanguga Chak, Tamalu Vaniku Wong Minyo Nakami, Inu Krokotaklu Yok Tatna Pinikachetaratatna, It Lord Munakla, Iglagot Naklovic Pichani, Taragova, Inu Mukterakanuva Luktok Tamna, Inu Krokotak, Ilichoi Aming, Tagungahoni, Lapip Chagahoni, Tamna Pekati Yaklovatan.
All those years when he was living with these Kobuk area people, he himself didn't bother them or misjudge them or anything or treat them bad, you know. So this was the only time that he went to the Selwick area and killed this big shaman. That was the only thing he did there, just to get rid of that shaman so he won't kill other people. But when he was amongst these Kobuk River people, he was really nice with them and get along with them and hunt with them and do things like that. So that's the end of this oldest brother's thing. Have coffee break first and then he say he'll tell about the next one. Okay.
What am no car to a carpot, the castle rock logo, look a chain and no one noon after it. Damna, look a chain a labor, car to the gear, a luxury kitchen put. Ilagan nak, ilagan ni mula tekak tak tak, mana nak cengah tu pula, kau tiga nak kaku tu apa?
The next brother's name is Ilagan nak, which is going to tell about right now.
Tam nau balai, kau tu tiga nak kaku. Negeri negara negeri suka minyak ni kamu telingon ini lang nesak takkan terima takkan nane kerjuma kekak terumit tambah tawan nengat ne ikhlas rusak nite terima nak kasih juling ne tamani tamangali ini lang nesak ugrumning makuninga sisa negeri negeri suka lundile.
This brother landed down to the coastal area, Kotzebue area. He says it might be where those old igloos are or old caches or someplace. But it's in Kotzebue area. So that's where this brother landed. He likes to eat seal meat, beluga, those sea mammals.
Tarimitat nangunahone, Kotigirakigat, Kayaktu Lechoko, Tatna Pugro Rahone, Angunah Tokton, and Akronamic, Tatna Nubit Lugichase, Ugru, Shut Tatna Nixakane, Tatna Pugro Tirak Lugit, and his Rotip Lugit, Arye Yoko, Arye Uko. Tak ni nating merlu pisau ni cara kau tu tak nuko. Tak nasangok tau kami tak nangut mukbib matut it loading.
When this Ilagan is hunting out in the sea, in the ocean, he don't use kayak. He swims by himself, and he's got a rope with him. And every time he catch a seal or an ugruk, he tied them along this rope that he's carrying, and he would get so many. And he said his hands are like duck's feet. They have what you call
webbing.
The webbing between. So he don't use a paddle. He just uses his hands to. He can control himself.
Tarata na inyo na ni yali tam di yaganak. Taragla tam na yaganak. A nga. Sak malak rin. Apko. Maun na ako ting. Ta di kakwigin na ka nga. Tang uyak ta kalak lo. Tam na. Tam ninyo klo naksak. Magumag malok ni tako amigik tao na ni paklugik ta na yagaktok pubro rakan unagok nakaw magiko tigirok ugro ugro nakaw magiko tilang ato nuna ta na ari sokrok tini umag malok ilangan ilangan na tao sak tao nunga paklugik sama nga atat ni umag nga ta na liktok tok lugo tau nani tak nepi syarat lu tak nasi rokok tam
this Ilyaganner wasn't like his brother. He knew when something's gonna happen, you know. He's got a being within himself that lets him know there's danger coming. So these people from the other side, maybe Daimit or whoever they are, they call them Sakmalerks. Anyway, they would come after him to kill him, you know. But before they get at him, he would know that they'd be coming. There'd be one boat or two boats with group of people in there. And then when he finds out they're going after him, he would swim out to the ocean and dives under these boats. He says he can stay in the water as long as an Ugruk can. So when he knew they're after him, he would go under their boats and just tear their boats from the bottom and just tip them over or drown them all. So this is how he was.
That nini rakiga tuwa ari malungning nula kahone pagiksohone. Keton rehone tema ningau ni kalau waktu kok panita ulone tera ningau ni guna uvane dekanya kami ngatau cemita ku tema nuksuk toa nesat tak nuksuk to kami uvane ningau ni tam dagu kubunga imkosar rumun nalon dera kigata ne. Tak naluk si sak payah tak belum makau nagi peluang la tak nabi rakto atau cikunit na perajib jodi teragoh atau cikun tak nak tinggalin di kami teringau ni takut tariga tak belum.
And this Ilyaganner had two wives, and they have how many daughters, you know. And he's got son-in-laws when his daughters got old enough to be married. And long ago, people used one container for eating seal oil. Misaka? Seal oil. Anyway, when him and his son-in-laws are eating, he try not to dip his fingers along with his son-in-law. Because if he do, he'll just kill him right there. Their fingers all together went into that container. So he watches himself from doing this.
Nekanya lagi jodik tak nak terutam nak kau nak gerak nak lakmin ningau ngah nalauru tilgitsuq taqna atautsikun uqpilgitsuq taq naqqamik nalauru tipmat amik takkuguoqtara tara nalauru tirigaqamik tara taqna pilliqaqiga ningauqaqami nalauru tilgitñamik taqna taimungaiñaqaviinnersuq taqna ningauma ikarraaligaqsinersuguoqun тоонуут мунаасеетара кэвэрсартернаахунни таамна тиксиилаартаарник такуллугиллун тара таамна пуйортерлуга таана тоткунугарсараахунни талуннингаарни пингериннигаа таавулум тоткунугарсуннаагла
and one of these days they were eating again together with his son-in-law because they watched closely not to dip their fingers with him. But all of a sudden, the son-in-law of his did that. You dip his fingers with his father-in-law. And then just before anything happened, he hollered real loud, there's people coming from down that ocean side. You know? And sure enough, there were people coming in with some kayaks or boats. He did this just to get the attention of his father-in-law so that he can go towards these other people and not get him, you know? So he lived because his father-in-law go towards the other people and said that we're coming in instead of getting at his son-in-law.
Tara ilaganneqortalukaarmi tariersikaaqatarmut puuraquursaaqartoq taatna sikkaaqullaartaorlugu toonani puuraquursaaqami tara sik ukiigarsimman noraqigat
before the ocean freezes just before it freezes there's icicles in the one the ocean already he swims for the last time Well, there's water down there, but you know it's so cold with all this ice around. But he says he takes some time to just swim around the ocean before it freezes over.
Pichukalaarlugun nungutittoorluuq taagakka tara sapperniarmiksarlugulu tara mimmanunami peqatigigumillu qanuqayakkartin umaannik taanaagirniaqortin taqna samaqnaasii tara umaangit kibich qatarlugit imermonili matate mata nilallertor pilertorluit taqna goortara taanaarluqortik taagakka nungutittoot teemani
He says, the reason why there's not many people on that site, you know, because of this person, he killed them so much. They try to go against him and just finish themselves up. He killed most of them. He says, maybe if they go on land and go fighting, maybe they would get him. But they try to get at him with boats. And it's real easy for him to just go underwater and tear up their boats and kill them in the ocean.
He
says, at those days there were no caribou down at the coastal site, so he thinks that he lives only in sea mammals, marine mammals.
Upatabrumatakanani nyunarha tamna kasul lagilo nuka chenga chama atau chika hak akul lip lugo kati gira kikanga atau chika kati sura kal hak tapko chama nungsa angu gesiro uban nuka chenga nunu chak siro.
Yeah, that's it for right now with this, but later on he's going to be together with his younger brother, so he's going to start on that other brother. So if they're together, it'll be the last part of the story. The youngest brother's name is Kuvravok. Kuvravok.
Tapanili tapkami avani yunar nagsurama no manengani uko well sit nakangata king meet sama manengatni tapkok manito tatnali everning makuninga negesu uloni everner bigbili tamnin nagsur tapani.
He landed in a place out in the Bering Straits, like Wales area, and at a place where they call Tapkak is where he stays. The reason why he landed there was he liked to eat walrus meat. And those areas over there, you know, they have more walrus than the other areas.
Immatamannaqanninga tapqarmiitit naqaqittutuvatakuva paqmoonni sammatamaani inyuujinyuunaartaat sanneqaatni uva unniitluni piñerso uvare taminyuunaaqamili aippaavak ukko tapqarmiituko tuttulaartaarnersuttaamma naqmuttaataamma oorarmi tutu chernerer taqarnersuttaimani uvari tutu chernero khotengangillaarvaitchaangat illusimaplugu taamna unna taamungakhuni tamatkuninga pinyaktorungi yigi vayaa nera taamakka tera talo ixigi mipchakhuni kubrava taavulum khayyamik taamungakhuni khayyapammik.
There's these Dapkarmit people. The people from Dapkar living here as a settlement or in the village or something. And somehow this Kuvravak find out that they go this way to hunt for caribou. And they gather all the skins, the sinew and the meat. He somehow find out that they gather these caribou meat in. When they go home, he would go there with his kayak and take all their gatherings out of the caribou and take them home with to his place. Here's this group of people living here, and he himself is living out here somewhere in this area, but in the Bering Straits area, Wales area. So that's what he does. Every time they get their catch, their caribou, he would just take those feet away from them. And they're scared of him too.
That nagortara gehone shutoratik pishaukship matigik pishaukship magita nakai chagigit takugortara. In your case, on the regular matter to Kutariga, Tabruma, that Nasitrek Sira Nahoding, shoot all rating on his outdoor rating, that the Kangura Luxury Tabrum, Kayapaha, Mutaslo, Kayapag, Kayali, Tabnago, Una, Kubravaguna, Kayakakta, Kayapag, I say, Evrum, Kachiknik. Pangutik mulik sakahutik.
he says this guy, this person, Kuvravak, has a big, huge kayak. And he used the walrus shoulder blade for, you know, there's a section where you paddle your canoe somehow. He used those things for that part of his kayak. And then when he goes there to this village, he asks for all their meat and their skins and all that stuff. They're scared of him. They just give their meat away to him. And he puts them all in his long kayak and takes him back to where he's living.
Tere kohtuuga klädamne, iljangane, tuttun näkallaa merakto. Tere taatne taapko, taatne kallaa koni taamokko, iva jaktoa jaktaa nere taatne. Tere mie tere kutsik pakit juni tere.
He himself too hunt for caribou, and you know he's got enough meat. But anyway, he just goes there just to take away the meat from those other people. Because they know he knows that they're scared of him.
Varitamna nikote karve karne sokser jaune kapsinikte cheklong ukarne rakiga tunowa kexa yuok kexa lotinga sitatna nikote lunita nuno kotige rakiga Kuvravak Dhamna, Evernik Dhamna, Evernik Dhamna, Evernik Dhamna.
They say that he's got so many coal storages, Sirilyaks, underground coal storages, and they're real coal, and he keeps his meat in there. Walrus meat, all those, and probably the caribou that he took away from these people. He's not only got one storage, but many.
That no was in your neck, though, couldn't give a yak doctor, a young doctor, measure. Uma, an ingangan, cobra whop him, illaganim, to saga lock a mink, tap couldn't go, couldn't get your crocodile, the little crocodile lock on the shop. Una look at check. Tusab karnega tema tokochakta o singip yu uba tat nelik pan uplaglu tokochakta o singa nang nesok tara kuweklu pinyanyaga tusab karnega tabruma uma tokochakta o lanyaga ilaganim takimna nukache ilprokotorok takim kunani.
In one of these days, his brother heard that this Kuvravak was bothering these people and killing them when they don't want to give him the meat, the caribou meat. This brother, Ilyaganik, heard about his brother. And he sent a word to him that at this certain time, I'm going to go there and kill you. You know? He sends a message to him
that. Tara tak nato sab kap mana? Ilagan nego agerpan inyut nega suksa agumut nega sangane tak nakluat kekecil tip karnega segelangan. Tak rumah rumah tara aningame toko cakta lasanya mana?
And when he heard his brother's message that same winter, he had his wife surround one of the storages, I guess, with the heads of these walruses that he caught. Opening the mouth about so wide so that his hands can fit in there somehow. So he had these heads freeze into the ground, I guess, something like that. When he heard about his brother's message that he was gonna go there and kill him. And he says, so these people will feast on the last meat that I catch, you know, or something like that.
Varie dat na te minjoen nageden, kiezen mag ook de aningangen agerboek. Terrorunge, terrorpeer is het toch dan? Is het matter agerman? Daarom aan nachtig pinjera. Na kotteptje pak na mangoraten die schikt injoen nege jomot. Igaluwe injoen nege jomot het na nega. Aan nachtig terre. Nak kutip cok tak nusawak lukit pichan ni. Uploi rak-rak tu tak nak kaksat isyak nega kapsik imate. Inyugan ngit paluk tu takla. Erpun nak kau mitarang irraun ngit me. Itz kutip magit yuk tara. Auksira sungat ngit tamongi lilok kake. Utlak lukit. Tabrumuna kaulag wisat begut kaulag akhluwis kiksat taat naglukte kataak siya. Ublogi raak taaktoon mar. Aglubig daw kaya taapko naakotak naming iskotikang. Uwaasi uuma aningangan tautukalaw kami taat na chingig aglulik toktak. Taat na. Sapilietip lugo isumama niya tukot-tukot sa kuminyar niya.
And sure enough, one of these days, his brother came. Oh, these heads, his wife just stored them in the coal storage, not putting them in the ground. So there were maybe not many heads, only a few. So when his brother came, he told his wife to bring in these walrus heads that they stored out in the cold storage. When his wife bring them into their house, they were solid, frozen solid, real cold and icy. So when his wife brings them in, he start cracking their mouth wide open, you know, in half, and the heads go cracking in half. So when his brother saw him doing this, he says, oh my gosh, he's really strong. And in his mind, he changed his mind not to kill his younger brother, because he was so strong when he could handle these frozen heads and cracking them in half.
Wari tak nak kami tera tukut cuminya kami sapiliti kami kap mana kap ma peru me peru tukut nawit ni tukariwa mana kau ikpik pagit nak kiat mera tamu mana ikpik pagi terdakwa kebencengan nuko pabungin nunamun inyong naga kami mandi sama narwak paura kin nasok ubasi inyuk loko takak nasok tuwane ugrung nak pangbigok terdak nubuk ngakuk miskanik lone mannaku apkotisu mipcak lulu tak natalani tagrat agakaterrat. Inyuk suk tak terlirang na pekoting wani apkosak na gak nasit. Inyuk suk talak mata pamak gilis coklat kami git. Tapi rumah
He says there's a barrow area right here, and then there's a creek or a river going that way, and beside that river there's a big lake. And then in this lake there's a monster. It looked like these rats with sharp beak or mouth, you know. They're not like mouses, but they have sharp. It had that kind of big, I don't know what you would call it, maybe rat or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when people go back and forth through this river, they always try to be as quiet as they can be, because if this lake monster hear about him, he'll just go through the land, just they always go to that river and just grab one of these people and probably eat it up. Get a person for food. So when they go down river and up river, they always have to watch in this area by this lake. So these two brothers heard about this monster in this lake one day.
Taratarane, pi kanogumingya kaming nukache, tapruma oma, tapruma kayungete nega, uminga saksaga ako kundi, inyok lokotarok, inyumne, tatkakma, kanogaya saklok, kanogaya uklo, tatna kayungete nega, imasite na ukohotig imate, nagakatera maknga, Uma jagannem shavinye ikjukturliga mitara batmuta ne kiginyali pamanengalu banengal argamenyen kelexotip kalnega klonamik angibrogo minyagligo kelexotit konega nukachermenyen ta nashe uqagbige plugo tara ubanga nengichuit dechumatmon tara kayak tu raga sote nuklaglu ile chogek patena re ile chogelote tarama pichak saga na lakpan ubam nek pesuma nak tara mombi gotin ta tarunga ayag vinyon tarunga utek sallang na ga sote pisok tela ni nang ne ga tarama di di wanga samane nat kanu bit kesirunge nahan.
And then finally this older brother talked to his brother, and they planned on going to this area. But he says he doesn't know which way they travel, through Kivalin area or someplace around there. Anyway, he talked to his brother and said, let's go and get rid of that lake monster, that big rat. So when they reached there, his brother carried his kayak through this little piece of land here and went to that lake. And when they got there, his older brother told him to, when they got there, they spotted this big monster, this rat over here somewhere. It was sleeping. And the scales were not like a fish, but they were rocks. The scales were out of rocks, so big. And the older brother told his younger brother that has this long kayak, because he don't use a kayak himself. He's got this webbing on his hands and he can swim. He told his brother to go towards this lake with this big kayak. And if this big rat spots him, he told him to go back to where he put his kayak out. You go back to that land if he spots you. And I'll do all the work from underneath, you know, underneath the lake. While they were planning this way, he had his brother tie a knife. That knife had blades on each side, either side, you know. Blades on. It's sharpened from both sides, anyway. They call it igluktulik, that kind of a knife. It's bladed on both sides. So he had his younger brother tie up this knife to his hand with a rope really tight. And he went under the lake to fight this thing. So I think he had his brother act as a bait or get that monster's attention or something. He says, don't worry about me, I'll do all the work from beneath the lake.
Tara gok tak nampak tu kami sukat pagi jadi tak ni mengunguk lugu. Tak pabunga saru ke mejak kak ternak sok kaki sah kami. Tara digotigalu, mana ni digotigalu. Taman gok teri me kaki sah tak tahu nuat mukman. Tama ulung nak pak tara nuiru tara kayak menyen nilek melu. Aglagok pipkailaning nasa. Taragok aninga nga, tamarroma nga, paminga ko na, paminga no, tigok lo ni, tak na, upani, paglumingak ak na ako ni, moko, kabitsinya, ang magit, tamat ka kung nakatigot, tak na, kapoklo ko, pipkailaning ternika. Panamigla si tabroma, pipilugo. Taratara ni, pisakleklo.
Okay, when they started out, when his brother started out with his kayak towards this monster, he was underneath the kayak when they started off. But he told his younger brother to, if he gets your attention, if you get his attention, just paddle right back to where we started from. So, sure enough, this big rat, first time he saw somebody using a kayak in his lake. You know, in this big lake, and he stretch around for a while and start getting at them. And the younger brother did what his older brother told him to. He paddled right back as fast as he can. And he was so fast that the water, the lake from the water, went with him clear up to the land. And when this water, like a tidal wave or something, went back into the lake, he could see the big rat emerge from beneath there. But he was weak already, he can see that. This older brother from beneath, when he was fighting, trying to get at the younger brother with the kayak, when he reached his arms like this, the scales would open up, you know, from when he's reaching up like this. So he's been putting his knife through these scales, any place that he can get at, but between the scales. And that's how he weakened this thing.
Tara taat na khlu wok pishare gak. Tara pishare amiko. Na qaw pekhlu go, na qaw khlu go. Tamarumuwa ataq taqbay chenga nun. Timorru tiplu go. Na qaw na parne gak. Tawruma na qaw tokotik karmik. Uwa. Abruma. Pojok teriga tesak pagi lugu anugam awak ngaktam anggotat ukak tu waktok nukat peluru lunyok mana tatkani nyonengar meng atau tip mating tamna nekok tau tuak niyan apa lah ubah waktu lakip lugu inyut. Inyo menyu waktu ron kejo sami ranu nakit cake aming ilangane tamna nekok nu sarak to na ta no koti rakiga ta bobruma bobo yok te slobat kapeli ki
so when they got this monster they beheaded the monster take the head off and cross this little land going towards the river. And then they put this head upright along this river where people go back and forth. And he says, he can't recall the name right now, but I think it'll get to him after a while. When they go up and down this river,